So this was Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya speaking together. And Gopinath Acharya, the last thing he said was, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by His mercy, not by guesswork or hypothesis. Jai Srila Bhakti Sandhu Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Bhakti Rakhav Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai, Srila Vishwaranya Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Then Gopinath Acharya continued, Ishvarayara Kripalesha Hoyata Jahare Seta Ishvara Tattva Jani Bare Pare. The Acharya continued, if one receives but a tiny bit of the Lord's favor by dint of devotional service, he can understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, Atapite deva parambhuja dvaya prasada lesha nugrihita eva hi janati tatvang bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko pichirang vichinvan. Quote, my lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Next verse. Gopinath Acharya is still speaking, but he's not quoting. Yadyapi jagat guru tumi shastra gyanavan prithivite nahi pandita tomara saman ishvarer kripalesha nahika tomate ataiva ishvara tatva na para janite. Gopinath Acharya continued addressing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You are a great scholar and a teacher of many disciples. Indeed, there is no other scholar like you on earth. Nonetheless, because you are bereft of even a pinch of the Lord's mercy, you cannot understand Him, even though He is present in your home. This is a challenge of Gopinath.
In front of the disciples too.
I don't know that there's this.
Yesterday they fought back with Gopinath.
Oh, right, they were indignant. Right, and they fought back, yeah. Tomara nahika dosha shastre e kahe panditiyadi ishvara tattva jnana kabunahe. It is not your fault, it is the verdict of the scriptures. It is not your fault, it is the verdict of the scriptures. You cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by scholarship. Guess what? Srila Prabhupada makes a purport on this one. Purport. This is a very important verse, which we know. Even big scholars cannot understand Krishna, which we know by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and our gurus. Even big scholars cannot understand Krishna, yet they dare comment on the Bhagavad Gita. Reading the Bhagavad Gita means understanding Krishna. Yet we actually see many scholars making blunders in trying to understand Krishna. Gopinath Acharya's statement is confirmed in many places in Vedic literature. In the Katha Upanishad it is said, Nayamatma pravachanena labhyo na medhaya na bahuna shutena Yamevaisha vrinute tenas labhyas tasyaisa atma vivrinute tanung svam. It is also said in the Katha Upanishad in a different place, Naisha tarkena matir apaneya proktanye naiva sugyanaya preshta yang tvam apaha satya dhritir batasi tvadrin no bhuyan nachiketaha prashta. Srila Prabhupada explains, the fact is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul, cannot be attained simply by explanations, logic, and erudite scholarship. One cannot understand him simply by one's brain substance. Even by studying all Vedic literature, one cannot understand the Supreme Lord. However, if one is slightly favored by the mercy of the Lord, if the Lord is pleased, one can understand him. But who are the candidates eligible to receive the mercy of the Lord? Only the devotees. They alone can understand what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord reveals himself to the sincere devotee when he is pleased with his service. Svayam eva spuratyadaha. One should not try to understand the Lord simply from the statements of the Vedas, nor should one uselessly attempt to decry these statements through reasoning and logic. End of purport. And next verse, which is now, okay, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, Sarvabhauma Kohe, my dear Gopinath Acharya, please speak with great care. What is the proof that you have received the mercy of the Lord? Sarvabhauma Kohe, Acharya, Koha Savadhane, Tomate Ishvara Kripa Itte Ki Pramane. Ki Pramane, what evidence? Acharya Kohe, Gopinath Acharya replied, Vastu Vishaye Hoya Vastu Jnana Vastu Tattva Jnana Hoya Kripate Pramana. Pramana, proof. Gopinath Acharya replied, knowledge of the summum bonum, the absolute truth, is evidence of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Yeah. Knowledge of the summum bonum, the absolute truth, is evidence of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Simply the knowledge of the Lord is evidence of his mercy.
To know about him.
Yes, I know about him and you do not, because I got the mercy and you didn't. More or less, this is what Gopinath Acharya is saying to Sarvabhauma. Well, sort of. Yes. Presently, it comes to this point that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya may be the end of this chapter, but it's after he understands everything about Mahaprabhu, then he said, oh, you have delivered so many souls, that is not such a great thing, but you have delivered this stone-hearted logician, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. That is a great wonder. Like that. Good morning, Govinda Govinda. Did you come with Gauru Govinda? You yourself came. Krishna, Krishna, how far away is your place? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? 10:15.
Do you have a sweater?
a little cold, not on the bike. Hare Krishna. Iha sharire saba ishvara lakshana maha prema visha tumi panacha darshana. Gopinath continued speaking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He said, you have seen the symptoms. This is also part of the reply. You have seen the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his absorption in an ecstatic mood. Tabhuta Ishvara Jnana. Despite directly perceiving the symptoms of the Supreme Lord in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot understand him. This is commonly called illusion. And this is Gopinath Acharya talking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Tabusa Ishvara Jnana Na Hoya Tomara Ishvara Maya E Bali Vyavahara. Maya.
They're relatives, right?
Yep, they're relatives.
They're like cousin brothers.
Isn't it brother-in-law? It's brother-in-law. They're brother-in-laws. So, family can generally chastise other members of the family to some degree. Anyway, so this is part of the answer, that yes, despite directly perceiving the symptoms of the Supreme Lord in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot understand him. This is commonly called illusion. Dekkile na deke. A person influenced by the external energy is called Bahir Mukha Jana, a mundane person, because despite his perception, he cannot understand the real substance. Hearing Gopinath Acharya say this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya smiled and began to speak as follows. And the Bengali for that is Dekile na deke tare bahir mukha jana shuni hasi Sarvabhauma balila vachana. There's a short purport, or the purport here. When one's heart is not cleansed, one cannot awake the transcendental nature of devotional service, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Yeshang tvantagatang papang jananang punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mang dridha vrataha. Quote, persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, and whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, are freed from the dualities of delusion, and they engage themselves in my, capital M, service with determination. End of quote. Purport continuing, Srila Prabhupada explaining. When one is actually engaged in pure devotional service, it is understood that he has already attained freedom from all reactions to sinful activities. In other words, it is to be understood that devotees are already freed from sin. A sinful person, a miscreant, a duskriti, cannot engage in devotional service. Nor can one engage in devotional service simply on the basis of scholarly speculation. One has to wait for the mercy of the Lord in order to render pure devotional service. Srila Prabhupada, also in a strong mood. Isht goshti vichara kori na kori harosha. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "We are just having a discussion among friends and considering the points described in the scriptures. Do not become angry. I am simply speaking on the strength of the Shastras. Please don't take any offense." This is Sarvabhauma replying to Gopinathacharya. And the Sanskrit, the Bengali for that is? We are just having a discussion among friends. Ishta goshti vichara kori na kori harosha shastra drishtye kohi kichu na lahiya dosha. Well, maybe he's trying to calm down Gopinathacharya. I don't know how much he's conscious of his disciples in front of him. Maybe he's trying to defuse it so they can punch it out later in private, as it were. Maha Bhagavata Hoya Chaitanya Gosai. So this is Sarvabhauma still speaking. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly a great, uncommon devotee, but we cannot accept him as an incarnation of Lord Vishnu because, according to Shastra, there is no incarnation in this age of Kali. Aha! This is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Maha Bhagavata Hoya Chaitanya Gosai E Kali Kale Vishnura Avatara Nai Ataiva Triyuga Kori. Another name for Lord Vishnu is Triyuga, because there is no incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Kali Yuga. Indeed, this is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. Ataiva, therefore. Ataiva Triyuga Kori Kahi Vishnu Nama Kali Yuga Avatara Nahi Shastra Jnana. Govinda, Govinda. So, we can read the purport, but I think the purport is also explained soon in the text. The purport: the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is known as Triyuga, which means that he manifests in three yugas. However, this means that in the age of Kali, the Lord appears not directly, but disguised. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Itang nri tiryag rishi deva jasavatarair lokan vibhavayasi hansi jagat pratipan dharmang mahapurusha pasi yuganuvrittang channaha. Channaha, this word Gurudev uses a lot. Kalau jad abhavas triyugo ta sa tvam. Quote, this is from Bhagavatam. My Lord, you will kill all the enemies of the world in your multifarious incarnations in the families of men, animals, demigods, rishis, aquatics, and so on. Thus you illuminate the worlds with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, you sometimes appear in a covered incarnation, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, one who appears in three yugas. End of quote. Srila Sridhar Swami has also verified that Lord Vishnu appears in the age of Kali, but does not act as he does in other ages. Lord Vishnu incarnates for two purposes: paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam. That is, he comes to engage in pastimes with his devotees and to annihilate the demons. These purposes are visible in Satya, Treta and Dvapara yugas. But in Kali Yuga, the Lord appears disguised. He does not directly kill demons and give protection to the faithful. Because the Lord is not directly perceived in Kali Yuga, but is directly known in the other three yugas, his name is Triyuga. Back to the text, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is still speaking. No, he's not. No. At the beginning, then Krishnadas Kaviraj is explaining. So the last thing he said was, another name for Lord Vishnu is Triyuga because there is no incarnation of Lord Vishnu in Kali Yuga. Indeed, this is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. So this is Sarvabhauma speaking, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj saying, upon hearing this, Gopinath Acharya became very unhappy. He said to the Bhattacharya, you consider yourself the knower of all the scriptures. Shunya Acharya kohe duki hoya mane. Shastra gya karina tumi kora abhimane. And continue speaking. Srimad Bhagavatam and the Mahabharat are the two most important Vedic scriptures, but you have paid no attention to their statements. Bhagavata Bharata dui shastrera pradhana se dui granta vakye nahi avadhana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, sorry, this is the next verse now. In Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharat, it is stated that the Lord appears directly, but you say that in this age there is no manifestation or incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Se dui kahe kalite shakshat avatara tumi kaha kalite nahi Vishnura prachara. And still he's speaking, Kali Yuge Lila Avatara na kore Bhagavan Ataiva Tri Yuga Kori Kahitara Nama. In this age of Kali, there is no Lila avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is known as Triyuga. That is one of his holy names. Hare Krishna. Well, we do have a long purport to this one. Pratiyuge karena Krishna Yuga avatara tarka nishta hridaya tomara nahika vichara. Gopinath Acharya is still speaking. There is certainly an incarnation in every age, and such an incarnation is called the Yuga avatar. But your heart has become so hardened by logic and argument that you cannot consider all these facts. And now he's quoting, in order to support his statement, he's quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam. Asanvanashtrayo hyasya grinnato nu yugang tanuhu shuklo raktastata pita idanim or idaning krishna tangataha. Quote from Srimad Bhagavatam. In the past, your son has had bodies of three different colors according to the age. These colors were
blue,
blackish blue, white, yellow, red. Red. And who was red?
Mom is green.
I know. Who was red? The yellow color refers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose bodily complexion is yellow. Oh, no, because in the past, your son has, and this is, isn't this Gargamuni? Yes, Gargamuni speaking at the after the birth of Krishna. So he's telling to Nanda Maharaj, in the past, your son has appeared in white, yellow, sorry, white, red, and yellow. So the white color, yellow color refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what does it say about the white color? Except in the color yellow, it doesn't say. Who is white and red? Because Ramachandra was green. What is the answer? Who is white? It doesn't trouble me, except that somebody may ask me and I won't be able to answer. No, it's not. I just read the purport. Yeah. Anyhow, in the past, so this is homework for somebody. How would you like to make it your homework? And tell us tomorrow. Who was white, who was red, and yellow we know. Who was white and who was red? It may well be in Golden Volcano. So, Garga Muni... Sorry.
No, he's saying in the past.
Yes.
In the future comes Mahaprabhu.
But he's mentioned yellow as being... Here in the purport, referring to him as yellow. Okay, so for your reference, it's Srimad Bhagavatam... Sorry, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya 6, 101. 101 is the verse. So you can do homework. I'll be happy to hear the answer tomorrow. So I'll read the whole of the color, whole of the translation of the verse that Garga Muni is saying. In the past, your son has had bodies of three different colors according to the age. These colors were white, red, and yellow. In this age, Dwapara Yuga, he has accepted a blackish body, because Dwapara Yuga, Garga Muni is speaking about Krishna's appearance. All right, and it's not in the purport, the color thing. Itti Dvapara. Oh, so here's another purport. Oh, this is continuing. 11.5.51. Oh, it's not continuing. It's a separate, another separate quote from Srimad Bhagavatam that Gopinath Acharya is giving. Itti Dvapara Urvisha. Stuvanti jagat ishvaram nana tantra vidhanena kalavapi tatashinu. Quote, in the age of Kali, as well as in Dwarpara Yuga, the people offer prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by various mantras and observe the regulative principles of the supplementary Vedic literature. Now please hear of this from me. Now, and so this is continuing the quote, because this is 11.5.32. But there's a super short... Yeah. In this age of Kali, so this is the next verse in the Bhagavatam, and it's 11.5.21. Krishna Vanam Tvisha Krishnan Sangopangastra Pashadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. In this age of Kali, those who are intelligent perform the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in this age, always describing the glories of Krishna. That incarnation is yellowish in hue and is always associated with his plenary expansions, such as Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and personal expansions, such as Gadadhar, as well as his devotees and associates, such as Sarup Damodar.
Who's speaking?
Sorry?
Who's speaking?
That I can't immediately tell you, because the purport is super small. It just says, this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam is explained by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Krama Sandharva, as quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in regard to the explanation of Adi Leela, 3rd chapter, verse 52. No, it's Jiva Goswami is explaining the verse, but this verse, I can't say exactly who's speaking it because I can't recall. But I have... So here's another quote. What happened? I lost my verse. Oh no, because it was a purport and then a long translation. Okay, so this is the next verse, which is... Oh, this is a quote from the Mahabharata, Vishnu Sahasra Nama Stotra. And this quote is, Suvana Vano Hemango Varangash Chandanangadi Sanyasa Krich Chamaha Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayanaha. Quote, so this is still Gopinath Acharya talking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, we're quoting from the scripture. This is from Mahabharata. Quote, the Lord in the incarnation of Gaurasunda has a golden complexion. Indeed, his entire body, which is very nicely constituted, is like molten gold. Sandalwood pulp is smeared all over his body. He will take the fourth order of spiritual life, sannyas, and will be very self-controlled. He will be distinguished from Mayavadi sannyasis in that he will be fixed in devotional service and will spread the Sankirtan movement. End of quote. Gopinath Acharya continuing, but not quoting. Tomara age eta katara nahi prayojana ushara bhumite jena bijera ropana. Gopinath Acharya continued. There is no need to quote so much evidence from the Shastras, for you are a very dry speculator. There is no need to sow seeds in barren land. They're definitely having a heart-to-heart conversation as relatives to each other. When the Lord will be pleased with you, you will also understand these conclusions and will quote from the Shastras. So the verse, that last verse in Bengali is, Tomara upare tara kripa jabe habe, e saba siddhanta tabe tumiha kohibe. Next verse. The false arguments and philosophical word jugglery of your disciples are not faults of theirs. They have simply received the benediction of Mayavad philosophy. And the Bangla is, Tomara ye shishya kahe kutarka nana vada ihara ki dosha e mayara prasada. Mayara, of illusion, prasada, benediction. They have simply received the benediction of Mayavad philosophy. Quote, so again, backing things up, he's quoting, guess where he's quoting from? Srimad Bhagavatam. Yachchaktayo vadatang vadinang bai. Vivada sangvada bhuvo bhavanti kurvanti chai shang muhu atma mohang tasmai namo nanta gunaya bhumne. Quote, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of unlimited qualities and whose different potencies bring about agreement and disagreement between disputants. Thus, the illusory energy again and again covers the self-realization of both disputants. And another verse quoted from a different place of the same scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Yuktaṃ ca santi savatra bhāsante brahmana jattha mayaṃ madiyam ugriya varataṃ king nu durghataṃ. Quote, in almost all cases, whatever learned brahmanas speak becomes accepted. Nothing is impossible for one who takes shelter of my illusory energy and speaks under her influence. The illusory, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada saying, the illusory energy sometimes appears correct because it is emanating from the Supreme Correct. Capital S, capital C, the Supreme Correct. To avoid the very bewildering illusory influence, one must accept the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as they are. Only then can one escape the influence of the illusory energy. Ha! After hearing this from Gopinath Acharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Tabe Bhattacharya kohe jaha gosai rastane amara name gana sahita kora nimantrane. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied to him, first go to the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is staying and invite him here with his associates. Ask him on my account. Prasada ani tare karaha agi bhiksha paschatasi amare karahiya shiksha. Take Jagannath Prasad and first give it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. After that, come back here and teach me well. In other words, he's again pacifying the situation. Prasada annitari karaha agi bhiksha paschat asi amare karaiha shiksha. Next. Acharya. So this is, the next is Krishna's Kaviraj narrating. Acharya bhagani patti shalaka bhattacharya nindastuti hase shiksha karana acharya. Bhagini Pati. Gopinath Acharya was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Therefore, their relationship was very sweet and intimate. Under the circumstances, Gopinath Acharya taught him by sometimes blaspheming him, sometimes praising him, and sometimes laughing at him. This had been going on for some time. Acharya, did we read the Bengali? Yes, we did. Next verse. Acharyera siddhante mukundera hoila santosha bhattacharyera vakya mane hoila dukha rosa. Aha, right. Srila Mukunda Datta felt very satisfied to hear the conclusive statements of Gopinath Acharya. Mukunda Datta was there with him. But, so he was very happy to hear the statements of Gopinath Acharya, but he became very unhappy and angry to hear the statements put forward by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Kosaira stane acharya koila agamana. Agamana, what was that word? Oh, coming. Bhattacharyera name tare koila nimantrana, invitation. According to the instructions of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Gopinath Acharya went to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and invited him on the Bhattacharya's behalf. Mukunda Sahita ko he Bhattacharya kata Bhattacharya ninda kore mane paya vyata. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's statements were discussed before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gopinathacharya and Mukundadatta disapproved of the Bhattacharya's statements because they caused mental pain. Shuni Mahaprabhu kahe aicha mat kaha ama prati Bhattacharya hoya anugraha. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Do not speak like that. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has shown great affection and mercy towards me." Now Mahaprabhu is going to take the side of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Amara sanyasa dharma chahena rakite vatsalye karuna karena ki dosha ihate. Out of paternal affection for me, he wants to protect me and see that I follow the regulative principles of a sannyasi. What fault is there in this? All right. Well, do we stop here? Because now it's going to be a change. Because it's going to be Aridina Mahaprabhu Bhattacharya Sane. The next morning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya together visited the temple of Lord Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya visited the temple of Lord Jagannath. Both of them were in a very pleasant mood.